The Valley's light rail system has had a huge impact on certain neighborhoods and communities with a ridership that eclipsed expectations. Now a new rail stop has the potential to make life much less inconvenient for residents who have disabilities and who use the Ability 360 Center near 50th Street and Washington. And with me to talk about that new stop is Phil Pangrazio, president and CEO of Ability 360. Phil, what were the expectations for the area when Ability 360 moved in, and how big a difference can this one light rail stop make?
When we built the Ability 360 Center 10 years ago, and it started, you know, we actually purchased the property back in 2005, there were no, the plans, light rail was going in, the plans were already established, but there was no plan to put a stop in that area. And we knew that at the time. Mm. So the closest stop to 50th Street in Washington was about a mile in each direction. One at 44th Street and one at Priest. And so in both of those, for folks to try to get to the Ability 360 Center, it was just a huge challenge. A lot of uphill grade going from those stations to where we are. So this is absolutely huge for us to be able to get this.
Well, Phil, take us through some of the basics. How is this a little bit different than a usual light rail stop for folks? Because with Ability 360, you have folks who may be in a wheelchair and whatnot.
Well, first of all, I'd say that our light rail system, and I have to really compliment Valley Metro for this, because they've done a great job of making our light rail system really accessible for people with disabilities anyway. But this station, they wanted to go above and beyond given the nature of who Ability 360 is, what we do, and the thousands of people with disabilities that come to our campus every year. They wanted to make a special effort to go above and beyond and make this station really unique. So what they did, the sidewalks are wider. The platforms on the station are wider. And that's so like two people that use wheelchairs could pass each other and one wouldn't have to move out of the way while the other one gets to where they're trying to get to. So that was a unique feature. The grade of the ramps leading up to the platform are really gradual. They try to minimize any kind of slopes for folks that have mobility impairments having to go up steep ramps. They also they have photo detection lights. So if someone is approaching the stoplight and you're trying to find the button to switch the stoplight so you can cross the street, it has photo detection in order to do that. Now, for someone who is blind or has a visual impairment, that would be essential for them. So they don't have to search around, look, where's the button, mm-hmm. and to get the street light to change. So that was a really unique feature. They did a lot with shading. The architectural design, trees that they did, but the architectural design really enhanced shading in a way that probably you don't see in some of the other stations. And of course, folks with disabilities, many of us have a lot of sensitivity to heat and cold. And so being able to, especially the heat, to get a little out of the sun in the summertime is going to be very important for us.
Is this something that could be used as a standard for other parts around the city, other communities?
I think it will become a standard, certainly here in Phoenix and the greater metro area. As we expand light rail, I think they'll make all the stations this way. It just makes more sense. Once it's designed in, there's really not like an additional cost of doing it. So it's going to help more people. And I think what we always find is when you design something that helps someone with a disability, it often helps other people that don't have disabilities, and folks just like it. They're like, wow, there's a curb cut here, and I can go up and down the curb with my baby stroller or ride my bike up and down the curb. So it's that universal design concept, and it works well for everybody.
Do you have a general idea, a general number of how many folks use light rail who come to Ability 360? Is it a certain number, a certain percentage of people who use your services?
Yeah, I mean, we have hundreds of people that come to our center on a daily basis. There's some days when we will have 1,000 visitors at our campus. And of course, You know, we operate the sport, the Ability 360 Sports and Fitness Center, yeah. And that's one of the reasons why so many people are coming there, because they want to work out, they want to participate in sports and recreation, and those kind of, they want to use the pools, they want to go swimming. Mm-hmm. So we're getting a lot of people that come for the Sports and Fitness Center, but also there's 9 other nonprofit organizations there that all serve people with disabilities. So people are coming to get access to those organizations and for the services that they provide too. So, and also what's happening, because we have a conference center there, we get a lot of outside groups that host their conferences there, okay. And a lot of out-of-town visitors, because when we host sports tournaments, whether it's wheelchair basketball, mm-hmm. power soccer, rugby, amputee basketball, all of those sporting activities bring people to Arizona, which is great because we're right next to the airport, and there's a lot of hotels right near the airport that all those teams that come here and visit, they stay at the airport, or they stay at the hotels, and they can easily make it up to our center.
Phil Pangrazio is CEO of Ability 360. We've been talking primarily about a new light rail stop near 50th Street and Washington. Phil, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Steve.